From the Cobol Cubo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. That's right, as we celebrate the first Sunday of Black History Month, that's right here from the Cobol Cubo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are KUVO 89.3 Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train that runs out every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM station. And you can always check us out, log in 24/7 at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, God blessings to each and every one of you. Happy Black History Month. We do want to take a moment out to send out our condolences and our heartfelt blessings to the passing of Charles Beatty. He's an avid member of Scots United Methodist Church. We also have First Lady and Aleta Phillips and Dr. Carla Colburn. They're riding on the Gospel Train today with us, and they're going to tell us all about the International Western Region Minister Wives and Widows Conference that's coming up here this month. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train as we begin our celebration of Black History Month. God bless each and every one of you. Here we go.
America,
you see, my God, he does set his grace.
into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Oh.
To give you the glory.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
To give you the praise.
And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Come on, lift those hands in his presence. And if you love him, open up your mouth and glorify him. Let's take it a little higher.
We clap our hands in the sanctuary. We clap our hands to give you the glory. We clap our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Come on, clap your hands, all you people. And shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We sing our song.
We sing our song in the sanctuary.
Come on, come on.
We sing our song to give you the glory. We sing our song to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We give you the praise.
Emmanuel.
We lift up your name. Heavenly Father.
Coming Messiah.
Sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This Corvette cried, and the Lord heard me, and
Oh, take a moment just to glorify the Lord and give him praise for all the blessings that he has cast upon you. I want to thank you for this moment just to be able to praise God and to give him glory about all the things that he has done and all the things that he is going to do. You know, the key to success is to keep growing. That's right, in all the areas of life, that's mental, emotional, spiritual, as well as physical. And he will continue to bless you. Well, I do want to remind you that the G-Ben, directed by Donnie Betts, has started. It started January 31st, and it'll go through February 23rd. That's right, that's at the Royal Fox Theater. And you definitely want to check it out. I think it'll be a good thing to support each and every one in Denver that is doing something. And we got a lot of stuff going on here during Black History Month. So give Chelsea Jones a call. That's right. Her number is 303-739-1971. And she'll give you more information about what you need to do. Well, none other than Dr. Sil Morgan-Smith is having her I think it's her 34th annual Music Academy and Hall of Fame with Denver's. That she's our First Lady of Gospel, and she has Evangelist Lemmy Battles is going to be here, Terrell Martin, The Spiritual Project, Michael Williams, and Gospel Music Academy. Their band is going to be there. That's Sunday, February 16th at 3 o'clock at New Hope Baptist Church. That's 3701 Colorado Boulevard, right here in Denver. And, of course, it is free. But I do want to tell you that Good Trouble with Daryl Walker, that's the Rosa Parks tribute. It's the Good Trouble with Daryl Walker, the Rosa in Me. That's going on Thursday, March 6th at Dazzle's at the Art Complex. It's for all ages. It's the Women History Month at celebration. Doors will open at 5:30, and the show begins at 6:30. That's at Dazzle's. That's Minister Daryl Walker. Good Trouble with Daryl Walker, the Rosa in Me. That's the Rosa Park tribute. Thursday, March 6th at Dazzle's, at the Art Complex. That's 1080 14th Street, and it is for all ages. So you definitely will be giving more information as the month goes on. And, of course, March 16th, that's none other than our girl Linda Theus Lee. She's going to be at Dazzle's as well. She's doing the Patti LaBelle experience. So there's a lot going on that you can really, really get involved with and to celebrate. Well, I do want to know that coming up we have the Aaliyah Phillips and Dr. Carla Coburn. Their interview is coming up. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. And remember, whenever you need a PSA or to get your word out about your nonprofit organization or event, on KUVO, you can submit your PSA at KUVO.org under the contact tab. So keep it locked right here. As we continue to bless you, we got more great gospel music, but this interview is great. I'm going to tell you all about what's going on with the minister wives and widows.
Hello, listeners. I'm Matt Herzberger, and I often think about the long-term health of Kuvo Jazz. Because I hope the station will far outlive me, I've made Kuvo Jazz the sole beneficiary of my will. And yes, all the great music I hear daily does sound even better. Deciding to help sustain this valuable service for all jazz fans in the Kuvo community by stating so in your will is truly a transformational and impactful gesture that guarantees your jazz appreciation legacy. For more information, please email us at philanthropy@kuvo.org. That's philanthropy@kuvo.org. Join me in preserving Kuvo now and in the future.
Take a musical journey around the globe with Super Sonido.
Tune in for your weekly dose of joy, laughter, and good music, celebrating 5 years of expanding your musical mind. Join LaMolly for Super Sonido.
Super Sonido with LaMolly, Sundays at 4 on Kuvo, your oasis in the city.
Rocky Mountain Public Media is proud to celebrate Black History Month. Hope in the Struggle, The Josie Johnson Story, is a documentary that reflects on the life of freedom fighter and civic leader, Dr. Josie Johnson, who fought for fair housing, education, and civil rights. Hear in her own words how her lived experiences turned into activism. Airs Thursday night at 10 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Hi, this is Elena Phillips, and we are riding on the Gospel Train.
Hi, this is Dr. Carla Coburn, and I'm riding on the Gospel Train with Deborah Walker.
Well, hello. I want everyone to know that I have two wonderful ladies with me today, and we're going to tell you about this great event that's going on. I have Dr. Carla Coburn with Fresh Wind International and First Lady Elena Phillips with the House Worship Center. Miss Elena is the president of the Colorado of ministers' wives and widows here in Denver, and we're going to talk about the International Western Region Conference that's coming to Colorado. That's February 6th through the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. That's 13696 East Iliff Place in Aurora. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so one at a time, tell me what's going on. Tell me about this event that you're doing, the international conference that you're having here in Colorado.
All right. Well, I will kick that off for you. This is Lady Elena Phillips with the House Worship Center. As you stated, I am the president of the Colorado Association of Ministers' Wives and Ministers' Widows. So on February 6th, we're actually going to kick our conference off with what we're calling the Soulful Taste of Colorado and a Journey Through Our Heritage and Celebration. We're going to have a soulful taste, which will include a soulful dinner, music from our heritage, and we're going to do Pump Up the Praise. After that, in the evening, we're actually going to have our worship and communion service. We'll have music, praise, dance, and, of course, multiple music performers at that event. And what we're doing is we're getting folks ready to just get into the spirit of worship. We don't want anyone to walk away not fed, both spiritually and physically. On Friday, we're going to jump into our conference, and I'm going to let Dr. Colburn speak a little bit about that. But we also have a very impact conference where we're going to be featuring PKs, which are preachers' kids, along with some very anointed speakers.
That sounds great.
We are gathering women from women leaders, women who are married to ministers.
Okay.
Women who are ministers themselves from around the Western region, from 10 states. They're going to descend on Colorado, and Friday we're going to have these workshops. They're going to be empowering the women's workshops. I think the theme is it's rebuilding and restoring the foundation. We all need to go back to the basics. There's also a men's class for the men in ministry, our leaders in the community, to come out and share. And theirs is also on restoring the kingdom, getting back to building the kingdom of God. And we're really excited about it. It's a full day of workshops on that Friday. And then Friday night is the night of celebration. Would you like to do that one, Elena?
Yeah, celebration.
We're going to celebrate the continuing work that we have planned to do in our communities, along with building the kingdom. That this is what this is all about, is kingdom building.
Okay.
And so on Friday, we will be featuring Dare to Believe, which is a local mind ministry with Pastor Joe. We also have Sunday Best National Recording Artist, Stephanie Summers, and National Recording Artist, Tony Exum Jr.
Now, that's going to be very good, nice entertainment. You're going to have a dinner and all the festivities that go with that. Is that your final night, or I guess Sunday you have your worship service, I guess?
So Friday, that will be our wrap-up, also having an awards presentation. But on Saturday is where we close out. Saturday morning, we'll also have a anointed local speaker by the name of Tasha Jackson, who has a background in mental health. And she'll be speaking on restoration of the kingdom.
Oh, praise God. This sounds so much fun. So tell me, how can my audience or people that might want to come to any one of those events, how can they get in touch with you?
We have varying ways that you can get in touch with us, but the easiest is probably just to go to Facebook and look up the Western Region IAMWMW. And all of the information is there, all of our websites, all of the ticket purchases, everything is right there on our social media page on Facebook.
Okay. I have one last question. Give me a little background of how all of this has evolved.
Well, we were blessed to be selected
by our regional vice president, Tracy Allen. And I didn't get a chance to mention earlier that our newly installed international president is from the Bahamas. And the organization, the organization has been around for over 83 years, and she is our first international president. So we're very honored, you know, being chosen as the host state out of 10 other states to represent in 2025 this Western Region Conference. We are actually kicking off all of the conferences across the United States in the Intercontinental Conferences by having ours first, which is, again, February 6th through the 8th. So we are so honored to have her come here and join us.
Praise God. That is such an honor. What a blessing, you know, that God has really given you guys to have it host here, right here in Colorado. That is going to be at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Aurora. That's 13696 East Iliff Place. We're talking about a good time between February 6th through the 8th. So you can get in touch with First Lady Alita Phillips. That's at 303-641-3594. So tell me, is there anything that you would like to say that will bless the community out here?
I'd love to take that one if I could. These are the leading folks. And so if we got to be ready so that we're ready to go out and help the community at large so that we can all build up the kingdom of God right here. Because let me tell you, people, there's only God is the only one who can help us all. So we're going to have to be able to share that with them.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted to make sure folks know our theme is coming from a sisterhood, bridging the gap, embracing change for effective service in kingdom building. And that's coming out of Isaiah 58:12. And we spoke a lot about what we're doing for the women in ministry and the leaders in ministry, but it's not just about the wives. We actually offer a class, a conference portion for the men, for our husbands. So we're not leaving the men out. And Dr. Carla Colburn's husband, Pastor Brent Colburn, will be teaching that class. So I do want to let you all know out there that men are welcome. You do not have to be a first lady. We must come together like the Bible says. We are one body. And so we need to come.
Amen. Amen to all of that. God bless each and every of you. Thank you so much, Dr. Carla Colburn. Thank you, First Lady Alita Phillips. I love you guys so much for doing what you're doing, and we will definitely do whatever we can to continue to support you. That's the Colorado Association of Ministers, Wives and Widows. That's the International Western Conference that's coming to Colorado. That's going to be February 6th through the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton, 13696 East Iliff Place. God bless you, ladies, and thank you so much for riding on the gospel train.
Thank you.
Let's do the second verse. Come on. I come through the fire.
Palenque Cocina y Agaveria, serving traditional Mexican cuisine, agave cocktails, and margaritas, and gluten-free dishes. In historic downtown Littleton, family-owned and operated. Brunch, lunch, dinner, for dine-in and delivery every day. At 26th and West Main Street. Information at palenquecya.com.
Wake up with the Morning Set.
Monday morning on the Morning Set, we'll share the latest in jazz news, and we'll note the birthdays of Lil Hardin Armstrong, John Handy, Eugenie Jones, and others.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Thank you.
You're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. Oh, open up your heart. Let God know that you love him. You know, he will order your steps. It was none other than the GMWA Women of Worship. And then before that, of course, we had John P. Key with You Sold Out. But you know, from the scripture, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First, the Jews, then the Gentiles. That means it includes every one of us. You were listening to Yolanda Adams with Open Up My Heart, and just believe that God is true. He will answer. He will answer your prayers. Well, it's about that time. We're going to be getting back to the station. I have enjoyed being with you. Thank you so much for riding on the gospel train. And, of course, I have none other than Mary and Ty Tribbett. They're going to take us home. But I want you to know you got to take them shackles off your feet. For God is on the throne. And no matter what you're going through, you got to remember that he has a blessing just for you. So go with God in all of your ways, and remember to share those blessings with each and every person that you meet. God bless you, and I'll see you, God willing, next week.
Ooh. Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though.
My mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Lord, I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials, but I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Took the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
So I just wanna praise
you. I just wanna praise you.
Yeah.
You broke the chains, now I can lift my
head. Woo.
Turn up.
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 Turn up
You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.